I am the lead GP for diabetes in my practice. I have completed other courses on diabetes, but now want to initiate insulin and GLP-1 receptor agonists in my practice. Is this the right course for me?
Well, the course has been designed for healthcare professionals just like yourself, GPs and practice nurses, who regularly manage patients with diabetes. During the taught study days, you will revise the different treatment options currently available and be encouraged to identify your own learning outcomes for this course of study and how you can actively engage your patients in their diabetes management. Sessions will be delivered on the initiation of both insulin and GLP-1 receptor agonists. We also advise students that they may wish to find a local mentor, as some healthcare professionals like to have a more experienced person with them when they initiate insulin or GLP-1 receptor agonists.
Do I have to start a specific number of patients on insulin or GLP-1 receptor agonists for this course?
No, we have not specified that because every practice will be very different. For example, if your practice has a very small number of people who require insulin each year, then you may decide to only initiate GLP-1 receptor agonists. Every healthcare professional is accountable for their own professional practice, and if you have little opportunity of initiating insulin, then you would not gain sufficient practical experience in this area. However, you may feel more confident discussing insulin with your patients and titrating doses of insulin after this course. The course is really about ensuring every patient is taking the treatment most appropriate to them. This will involve a discussion taking place between the patient and clinician, and the patient actively involved in the decision-making process. Ultimately, it is the patient who will need to take the therapy prescribed, and we know that concordance with medication can be a problem if the patient is not really on board with their treatment or management.
Will I receive a certificate of competence in insulin initiation?
On successful completion of this course, you can demonstrate that you have undertaken appropriate education for the intensification of glycemic control, including insulin therapy and GLP-1 receptor agonists. Testing competencies is problematic. For example, someone could observe you initiating insulin with a patient and perhaps complete a checklist. However, what is the evidence to demonstrate that this is how the individual always behaves? The fact that someone is being observed may actually change their behaviour. Ultimately, as a healthcare professional, you only engage in activities that you feel professionally competent to do so. During this course of study, you are asked to complete a portfolio. This encourages you to compile evidence of consultations with patients, which also outlines the rationale for considering specific treatment options and the evidence underpinning that. You will also be asked to reflect upon the consultation with patients. Again, a very useful learning exercise, and one which helps question one's own actions. This portfolio provides evidence of the education undertaken and what steps you have taken to address your own learning needs and how learning has progressed.
What levels of support can I expect from the university?
Well, as a student at the university, you have access to a range of resources and support. The course also has dedicated web pages which contain further information and links to other resources. The study skills section pages are very informative and can help students with their assignment work. Your course tutor is available for support, and also the teaching faculty for diabetes at the university. Everyone wants the student's learning experience to be a positive one.
Who can I speak to if I need to ask other questions?
Well, in the first instance, contact the course coordinator. She will probably be able to answer a lot of your queries and questions, but teaching staff are also very willing to speak to prospective students on an individual basis.
Thank you. I'll certainly talk to our practice nurse. I think it would be a good idea if we both attended.